615 1320 WILS. We're going to get to the details of this terrorist attack in London momentarily, but I want to talk about something you may have attempted, because 1 in 10 homeowners have experienced a DIY disaster. They've tried to do something in their home, resulting in an average of $2,800 in costs to fix it. Steven Sardone has seen all of it. He's a home remodeling expert at SardoneConstruction.com. Steven, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of things do you see people trying to do on their own before they call you for help?
Well, the sky is the limit. I think the scariest is when they attempt plumbing, and then they sheetrock back up over it or lay tile over it, and a couple months later they find out it wasn't quite watertight.
Okay, so you say it might take months to find out the problem. What happens then?
Well, I mean, the slow leak damages subfloor, could damage rafters, could damage beams, mm-hmm. could obviously damage the wood floor, the wall, could create mold, all behind the wall before you ever realize it's happening. And by the time it becomes apparent, you know, your subfloor could be falling in, you know. Mm-hmm. You walk into your bathroom and it bounces.
And you've got, that's incredible. You've got people actually trying to fully remodel their bathroom on their own. Is that what happens?
Any level, whether it's just swapping out a faucet or, yeah, trying to do the whole bathroom on their own. There's no end to the size of the task these people will take on.
Well, now, what about electrical work? Are we safe doing that kind of thing on our own?
That would be one of the things I would say that people think is the easiest and has the most risk. You know, I'm an expert, and even I sometimes try to help out my friends. I'm not an electrician. And I tried to help a friend a couple years ago. They moved into a new house. They didn't have a lot of money. And they asked me to swap out this 220 outlet so they could plug in the dryer with the correct connector.
Okay.
I went out to the garage, looked at the panel, said dryer, flipped it off, went in, swapped out the whole thing, made sure I was being safe. But then I realized I never turned off the power. The panel was mismarked, and I had been working on that thing live the whole time.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have taken much for it to arc and, like, you know, seriously injure me, if not stop my heart.
Hmm.
I'm supposed to know what I'm doing.
You did not electrocute yourself, though, you're saying.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm here. I have all my fingers, toes, and hair.
Yeah.
I just got lucky, and that's with experience. I got lucky, I suppose. And so I just think there's a lot of ways to hurt yourself real quick.
Yeah.
Or you run it wrong and everything seems fine, but it does catch fire.
Tell me this, Stephen. The people that feel, look, I don't want to end up getting ripped off. I feel that maybe I won't do it perfectly, but I'll probably do a half decent job if I do it on my own. What do you say to them?
Generally, the people who rip you off are so undercharging that the reason people hire them is because it's too good to be true. The price is too good to be true. The fact is, if you want quality work and you want quality people in your house, if you want safe people in your house, they know when you go to work, when your family goes to school, what your alarm code is, where your hide key is,
mm-hmm.
and what you have in your home, you're just going to have to look hard and find the right people and pay kind of the going rate. Mm-hmm. People get into trouble because they think that there's this sweet deal out there. And those sweet deals end up costing way more than if you had just hired an expert the first time.
Yeah. One last thing, Stephen, you said that the plumbing can cause this mess where you end up, you know, having mold and all kinds of problems in your home. What usually does that? Why are the seals not being set tightly when people think they are?
I mean, soldering isn't like, you know, something you can just pick up and make work. Hoses get crimped by accident. People install stuff and it's not flush. There's only one way to do it right, and there's a million ways to do it wrong.
That sounds, you know, you've convinced me right now. I'm not going to ever attempt to do that on my own. Steven Sardone, home remodeling expert. As I said, a new survey finding 1 in 10 homeowners experience DIY disasters. The average cost $2,800. Steven, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a good night.
You too.